Some things just don't work when you cut them in half. A pair of pants, for example, or a chair or your glasses. But other things work better, more efficiently. WPR has cut this pledge drive in half. Our goal is to raise all of the money it takes to bring you the programs you count on in just half the usual time. But it only works when you give now. Here's how.
You can make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, October the 11th. And our Half the Time pledge drive continues this hour, and we hope to get your pledge of support as we talk with certified financial planner Kevin McKinley. This is On Your Money, and we will take your questions about personal finances, and Kevin will have information and advice on home mortgages and much more. But make your pledge now at 888-202-2552 or on WPR.org. Kevin McKinley is a certified financial planner, managing member of McKinley Money, LLC, and he joins us from our studios in Eau Claire. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Joy.
I am so thrilled to have you here because I am guessing that we are going to have a record-breaking hour during this third hour of our Half the Time Pledge Drive.
What do you know that I do not know?
I know that you have put together a mini money book on making the most of your mortgage, and this is probably the most one of the most popular topics on Your Money.
Yeah, we talk about this quite a bit, not because we want to, but because we have to, because it's something on just about everyone's minds, especially with mortgage rates at all-time lows, financial uncertainty at all-time highs. We've created an On Your Money mini money book. These have been very popular in the past, thank you very much, but they have also never addressed actual mortgages and mortgage issues. So we put together something that is a guide to new homeowners, to prospective borrowers who are looking to buy their first home, current homeowners, and even older homeowners, people who say, you know what, I'm retired, I'm a senior citizen, I'm having a hard time earning any income off of my safe investments, I don't want to risk that money, but I also, costs keep rising, I need to get a form of income. We have a complete chapter in this mini money book on what people in that situation can do, and I think it's an especially appropriate time to be addressing this subject because there may even be hope around the bend for underwater homeowners, people who owe more on their home than what it's actually worth due to some rumblings of a government sponsored program that may be coming around the corner. So it's a very good time for just about every homeowner of every stripe to be thinking about their mortgage and looking at how they can maximize their borrowing ability to the best opportunity.
So your pledge of any amount, if you would like it, we will send you Kevin's mini money book, Making the Most of Your Mortgage. So make that pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Kevin, we have a goal this hour of 220 pledges because this is the Half the Time pledge drive, so our totals for pledge goals have been upped a bit because we have to raise as much money in 6 days. We have to get the number of pledges we would normally get in 12 days in 6 days. Does that make sense?
Absolutely not, but I am 100% in beast mode. I am ready to roar, so let's get to this.
All right, 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. And Kevin, you said that there is a special treat in store for listeners if and when, we should say when, we meet our goal.
When we hit 220 pledges, it might be sometime later next week, but we will reveal the answer to the question. A lot of people have to say, okay, smart guy, I go out and I get a new mortgage at 4%, let's say, what do I do with the money? Well, the particulars of what you should do with that money are contained in the mini money book entitled Making the Most of Your Mortgage. But at the end of the hour, when we reach our desired number of members, we will reveal the best place to find safe certificates of deposit and United States guaranteed interest. Might not quite be at that 4% level, but it's very close, and most importantly, it's very safe.
And we want to spend some time today, too, discussing home ownership and mortgages.
That's correct. And we just, this, it's nothing going to be useful. So don't worry about missing out on this. Take your time to call 888-202-2552 and pledge right now. Any dollar amount gets you a free copy of the mini money book, Making the Most of Your Mortgage.
And you can also pledge online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. We don't say this is how much you have to pledge. We ask you to make that decision. It can be a, you know, a pledge of $25 or $250 or more than that or less than that. It's up to you to pledge your support, because your support accounts for one-third of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget. We are here to ask for that support so we can pay for the programming. So if you pledge now, you are doing two good things at once. You're supporting your favorite source of news and talk, and right now, financial advice from Kevin McKinley. And you are also casting a vote for more programming and less fundraising, because that's why we have reduced this drive to only 6 days. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Our goal is 220 pledges, and we have 8 so far. Kevin, count them.
What?
8. 8.
What?
That's pretty good in just a few minutes.
Is it? Because most of those are probably from my wife, so not the start we're looking for, people.
Well, you can add to that total and get Kevin's mini money book on making the most of your mortgage. And this, Kevin, this answers the question as to why I want to get a 30-year mortgage.
Yes, it does. It answers the question of what type of mortgage you should get, what length you should get, how much you should borrow, where to find a good place to go for that mortgage, and then again, most importantly, what you should do with the money once you get any cash out proceeds, or through refinancing, you have a lower mortgage payment, which is very possible. I've still come across many people in my private practice who have mortgages at 5.5% or 5.75%. And they can save themselves hundreds of dollars every single month in a lower payment if they were to refinance. And if they were to go out and use that cash in better places, they could save themselves thousands of dollars in interest costs or future taxes. And best of all, saving them a lot of stress and uncertainty. So that's why we put this book together. And Joy, as you know, I don't see the names and the identity of the people who do pledge and get this premium. But anecdotally, people tell me, well, actually, Kevin, you know, I don't need this particular money book, but what I did is I pledged $25 or $50, and then I took the book and I passed it on to someone I cared about. Might be a child, might be a coworker, might be another relative, and they get the free information for it. So it's really useful to a lot of different kinds of people who either own a home now or are thinking about buying one later on.
Well, Kevin, some of your other relatives have made a pledge. We have 19 pledges now toward that 220 pledge goal. Again, it's important to reach this 220 pledge goal, because that's how many we need to make during this half the time pledge drive in order to make this pledge drive a success. Our fall pledge drive is usually 12 days, but this time it's only 6 days. And you can help us make this pledge drive a success, and you can help pay for Wisconsin Public Radio programming that you value, and you can get Kevin's mini money book on making the most of your mortgage with a pledge right now, any amount. Ask for the mini money book, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And let's try to break another record during On Your Money. This program, Kevin, is well loved by its listeners, and that is due in no small part to you. You are not only a knowledgeable financial advisor, you are our eyes do not glaze over when you are on the air, Kevin. Presented in an understandable fashion, and you're funny. So thank you very much for being on this show every week, and also thank you very much for you're volunteering your time when you put together like this mini money book. You put this together just for Wisconsin Public Radio listeners.
You read that perfectly. Thank you so much. In rehearsal, it sounded a little rehearsed. It sounded canned.
I'm working on it.
It sounded very impromptu. No, That's completely wrong. I am honored to be a part of Wisconsin Public Radio, and I just hope my involvement doesn't diminish the great legend that this network has given over the last near century for residents of Wisconsin and worldwide now with the internet. And I'm very glad and very thankful for all the people who do listen and do pledge especially. We have had very good fortune with membership drives, partially because of the Mini Money Book. We hopefully give you a good amount of useful information in those, and best of all, it costs very little. You can pledge any amount at 888-202-2552. And one of the reasons, Joy, that we work so hard at trying to meet our goals is there are a lot of dark, dank recesses at Vilas Communications Hall, where Wisconsin Public Radio is located. And I have a feeling that what goes on there and what's inflicted upon the people who don't meet their goals, I don't want to know.
You do not want to know.
I work extra hard to make sure we do meet our goals and we get out all the support we possibly can for On Your Money, but more importantly for Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, Kevin McKinley is here every Tuesday, or just about every Tuesday, sharing his financial knowledge with you. So your pledge is also a thank you to Kevin for providing this information and advice. It will also pick you up a copy of, if you'd like it, Making the Most of Your Mortgage. It helps pay for the programming that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio, not only this show, but all of what you hear on both services of Wisconsin Public Radio. And Kevin, you say at the end of the hour, if we reach our goal, you will disclose what?
Some of the best places to get a safe, high rate of return on your money, whether it is for mortgage proceeds or not. And as usual, because on Your Money, when we do meet our goal for membership numbers, the next week, the hour show is completely devoted to taking your questions, either over the phone or online. So when we meet our goal of 220 pledges for this hour, next week we'll spend all hour answering all of your questions. We've got a bunch built up in the mail bank, and we'll take them over the phone as well. But you have to pledge now at 888-202-2552. And again, pledgers at any level get a free copy of the On Your Money Mini Money Book, Making the Most of Your Mortgage.
And the pledges are pouring in, Kevin, and we'll allow them to continue to pour in as we talk about, let's talk about some facts and figures here. How have housing prices been trending nationwide and statewide?
Well, the good news is sales are up. The bad news is prices are down. But that, of course, is indicative of hopefully a healthy market. Many of the sales, some estimates are as high as 30%, are what are known as distressed homes, which those are ones which are either in foreclosure or at auction or as part of a short sale. Nationally, the median home price on sales right now is about $168,000. That represents about a 5% drop year over year. Wisconsin's median home price is about $139,000. That also represents almost a 5% drop over the last year and about a 10.8% drop over the last 5 years. And that's important to note the word median, which I don't have to insult the audience of Wisconsin Public Radio, so I won't tell them that median means half of the homes sold were higher than that and half of the homes sold were lower than that figure. So, and again, that only counts homes that were sold. So between the combining factor of people getting a little more frugal and sellers becoming a little more desperate, it tends to drive prices higher and lower on a median basis than it does on the average basis.
Is there any sign of an improvement in prices on the horizon?
You know what? Probably not, and especially in a general, and we're not going back to 2006 where, you know, it seemed like if you had a barely beating heart, you got a mortgage and none percent down and everybody was jacking the prices of their home up 10 or 20%. If the mortgage rates at 4% can't trigger a huge rise in home prices, probably nothing else will, partially because people just don't have the confidence anymore either in their own financial situations or that they're going to be able to purchase a house now and then sell it for 20 or 30% more 5 or 6 years down the road. There are about 11% of the homes right now in America are vacant, and there are a bunch more that are probably going to be coming online from foreclosure. And then also lending standards have gotten tighter and probably will get tighter down the road. That is a reason people should be looking at mortgages right now if they are going to buy a home or if they're going to stay in their existing home for a while. They probably will never see valuations as high and mortgage rates as low as they do right now. And that's one of the reasons we created our Mini Money Book, the Pledge Premium, right now. That's available to every single pledger at every single level. making the most of your mortgage, making the most of your mortgage, good for new homeowners, current homeowners, older homeowners, and even eventually people who are underwater. There's going to be some information coming down the road here in a few weeks, which will tell you what you can do to help your situation. But you have to pledge now, 888-202-2552.
You can also pledge online at WPR.org. And many of you are, thank you so much, 78 pledges so far toward that 220 pledge goal during our half the time pledge drive. So again, pledge now, and we will send you, if you'd like it, Kevin's mini money book, Making the Most of Your Mortgage. You will also be voting for this shorter pledge drive. We are, instead of 12 days during this fall period asking for your support, we have cut the pledge drive in half to 6 days. So we are doing this because you say you would like more programming and less fundraising. Now help us raise all the money it still takes to support your favorite public radio service with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Kevin, are there a number of people in Wisconsin? How do Wisconsin's home ownership numbers compare with national numbers?
Well, on individual homes, about 68% of them are owned by individuals. That doesn't necessarily mean they own them debt-free. Most people don't. Only about a third of people actually own their homes debt-free. That number, the 68% for Wisconsin, is a little bit higher than nationwide. It's 65% nationwide. And part of that is because Wisconsin has generally a good combination of incomes high enough to afford a single-family residence. You know, if you live in New York City and trying to get the square footage that a typical three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath Rambler allows you in Shawnee, that could cost you $1.5 to $2 million. And so Wisconsin is a great place to live for a lot of reasons, but one of which is housing is fairly affordable, and you can get a really nice quality of life and a nice home in a nice neighborhood with generally very good schools and get it for a relatively low dollar amount.
Mm-hmm. And talk a little bit for someone in my situation, and I think a lot of people might be in this situation in my age group anyway, where my 30-year mortgage is almost paid for.
You got a mortgage when you were 6 years old?
Yes, I
did.
I know.
That makes no sense.
my husband robbed the cradle, literally. No. In any case, what happened is that way back when we did refinance to a 15, this was before you told me I should have done a 30-year. This was some time ago. It was about 15 years ago. We're almost done with the 15-year. Still have a couple more years to go. Do I want to try to get a 30-year mortgage now? They won't give me one, will they?
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of the people coming into banks and credit unions right now trying to get money are generally not in a situation where the banks or credit unions can lend them the money, especially compared to 2 or 3 years ago. So the people who need it the least are the ones who are going to be smiled upon the most in terms of their credit score, in terms of having a predictable income, and having some equity built up in their homes. So even people who are in their late 40s to late 50s, thinking about retiring, think it'll be so nice to have that mortgage payment disappear. Unless you have a substantial amount of cash set up outside of your retirement plan, it's probably safer for you to go out and get a new mortgage, park that money aside, save more for retirement, use it to pay for future things like a car, or maybe make some updates to the home. A lot of people, especially very frugal people, have gone decades in this home of just paying it off, and never reinvesting in it. And it not only has hurt the value of it, but it hurts the enjoyability of having a nice kitchen or an updated family room or an extra bathroom for when guests come. So the new mortgage gives you 30 years to pay all of those things off at 4% interest. And I would bet that sometime over that 30 years, interest rates are going to go high enough where there's a good chance that if you borrow the money today at 4%, you may be able to go back to the same bank or credit union and say, here's my mortgage payment on my 4% mortgage. And with all this extra money you gave me a few years ago, I'll take that 5% CD that you have up on the wall over there.
Ah, there we go. Well, if you would like to learn more information about making the most of your mortgage, Kevin McKinley has put together this mini money book for you, and you can have it for your pledge of any amount to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And you know, Kevin, I should open our radio show lines for questions as well. If you have a question for Kevin during this edition of On Your Money, you can call 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can send an email to onyourmoney@wpr.org. And we do have an email from John, who lives in Vermont. How's this? We're talking another state, Vermont. I'm a Wisconsin native who still listens religiously to Wisconsin Public Radio. I finished grad school in 2009, and since that time, life has gotten away from me a bit. Now that I've finally found a job, student loan bills are coming due, and I'd like to look into loan consolidation. How does that process work, and have I missed the boat already since I've waited so long? I'd love the loan consolidation for dummies version, since I am totally clueless about the entire process. Thank you, Joy and Kevin. So he said thank you very nicely, and I think we can help him, Kevin.
Do we have proof of his Wisconsin native status?
Know. I don't know. I think
not going to answer the question. Bad enough to answer the question for someone who probably hasn't pledged yet. Worse yet, to do it for someone who just, a lot of people can say, and a lot of people do say they're from Wisconsin. Very difficult when you ask them to produce a birth certificate. I find a lot of times they just walk away. Yeah, we're going to be talking about that in a few weeks, but a couple things that John might want to do. Federal loans are usually easier to consolidate than private loans. That's one of the reasons people should borrow money on a federal basis first for higher education before they go to private loans. Private loans aren't necessarily evil, and sometimes they can be very valuable, but it's typically you get terms and rates and payback features that are much more amenable with federal loans than you do with private loans. One side I would go to for anyone who is concerned about paying their loans back, especially if they've found a difficulty in getting a job or earning enough income to do it, go to IBRinfo.org. One of the most popular sites that we have when we mention it is IBRinfo.org, and that's a program that tells you how you can use income-based repayment plans to lower your mortgage payment, or lower your student loan payment, rather, and maybe even give some of those loans forgiven after a longer period of regular payment. IBRinfo.org, and we'll have a link up to that website at our website, onyourmoney.com, later on today.
Kevin McKinley is the managing member of McKinley Money LLC, a registered investment advisor with offices in Eau Claire and Madison. Kevin does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the securities or services discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors should consult with their financial advisors prior to making any investment decisions. But here's a decision that you can make without checking with your financial advisor. You can make a donation to Wisconsin Public Radio of any amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It will make you feel good, number one. It will help pay for the programming that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio, number two. And number three, you will get for that pledge of any amount, if you'd like it, Kevin's mini money book, Making the Most of Your Mortgage. There are lots of other reasons to pledge, including that it'll be a vote for this half the time pledge drive, too. It will tell us that you appreciate us trying to raise this listener contributions in half the time and give you more programming. And Kevin, you also have a couple of other reasons. When we reach our goal at the end of the hour, we get some added info.
Yes, actually, and we always do. And the reason we do is everyone's sitting in their car right now on their way to work and say, oh, I just want to get there. And when I get there, I'll, of course, get on my computer, which I'm sure your employer sanctions, and get a personal go to WPR.org pledge. And we'll get this huge rush at the end of people who have gone to WPR.org to that pledge or who have called at 888-202-2552. And when we reach that goal of 220 pledges at the end of the hour, not only will everyone who pledges get a copy of the mini money book, Making the Most of Your Mortgage, but we will reveal two of the best places to get very safe, higher than average liquid income on your investments when you actually get some cash out from your mortgage or otherwise. Maybe you just say, look, I've got a CD coming due. I don't know what to do with it. Where can I go to get a decent rate? We'll tell you not only where to go, but how to make the most of that system for your savings. And then finally, next week, once we reach the goal, we will devote the entire hour of On Your Money to answering your calls and questions. All 60 minutes are going to be spent dealing with your emailed and called in questions about your own personal finances.
150 pledges toward that 220 pledge goal. So we are on our way. I hope that we can exceed that goal as well. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge to your vote for Wisconsin Public Radio for On Your Money, and we will send you the mini money book on making the most of your mortgage if you would like it. You know, Kevin, many people are aware that mortgage interest rates or the mortgage interest can be tax deductible, but it's not always easy for homeowners to get that break, is it?
Well, it's a nice benefit, but it shouldn't be the primary reason people choose either to buy a home or to get a mortgage for a certain amount. First of all, you do have to be able to deduct the interest, and you have to itemize. So for single filers who have a standard deduction already of $5,800 or married filing jointly having $11,600, that might be difficult for them to reach that dollar amount. And even with that, if people took it out now, many people might not get that mortgage interest deduction down the road.
Why is that?
Well, the interest that they're paying could be too small. First of all, you have to itemize to do it, and not everybody's going to do that. So what people might find themselves doing is their standard deduction amount is rising while their interest cost is hopefully falling. And so let's say you have a single person with a $150,000 mortgage. That person at 4% interest is going to be able to generate just enough interest cost to be able to deduct it. And a married couple has to have about twice that, about $300,000 at 4%. To generate enough interest to do it. Now, you can tie it up with other types of deductions to make sure that the mortgage interest exceeds the total of the standard deduction and then becomes deductible for you.
So what sorts of strategies would you use to get this tax break?
One thing you might do is if you do get the mortgage now, first of all, you're going to get a very low interest rate and again, a very high valuation on your home, probably relative to what I think you'll get in the future. But second of all, you can use that cash to pay for things that you otherwise would have had to borrow the money to buy, like a car or home improvements or student loans. Many times the interest on those purchases or loans made taken out to make those purchases are not deductible. So this gives you a very low rate with a very good chance of getting the interest deductible. And also, you can employ a strategy of itemizing in odd years, meaning, let's say in 2011 you itemize, next year you take the standard deduction, and then if you are a homeowner, make three property tax payments in 2011 and just one in next year, because property taxes are also something that can be deductible as well. So those piling up along with your interest and perhaps any other deductions you might have can make the whole pool deductible. And then next year you have a much lower amount of deductions, and then you take the standard deduction, and overall you could find yourself saving several hundred or several thousand dollars of taxes over a two-year period.
We are getting On Your Money advice from certified financial planner Kevin McKinley during this special half the time pledge drive edition of On Your Money. And we have 168 pledges so far toward a 220 pledge goal. Now 170, Kevin. So I think we will make this goal. I hope we can. Will you have a heart attack if I say double this goal?
I just did. I had a little arrhythmia there. I'd like to see that because I've been told by Wisconsin Public Radio if we do meet the goal, I get one of my children back. And if we double the goal, I get two of them back.
That's a deal. Yeah.
The break has been nice. I'll be honest with you. We could use a little peace and quiet. But the lawn is starting to get a little unkempt and there's a bunch of garbage piling up. So I'd like to get my kids back so that they can take care of
it. There we go. Well, I think that we will still say that you'll give out that that CD information, and we will still do all questions answered next week if we don't quite double the goal. But I think we should shoot for it. 440 pledges is double our goal. And since this is a half the time pledge drive, that makes sense. We should double the amount of pledges that we make. And every pledge for any amount will get this On Your Money, mini money book on mortgages. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And what's in that book again, Kevin?
Everything that any current homeowner or potential homeowner would need to know about the mortgage, what kind you should get, how much you should borrow, how much you should put for a down payment, and then what older homeowners should do if they have a paid-for home, want to stay in the home, but don't want to invest there or any other assets more risky, how you can get money out of your home safely and still protect your standard of living for as long as you possibly can with virtually no risk on your part relative to having to sell your home and move into an apartment or put the money in the stock market. And we also have information in there of what people should do with the money. There are 10 things you can do. Let's say you say, you know what, I'm a current homeowner. I'm just about got my mortgage paid off. I really don't see the need to take out a new mortgage, borrow more money, and then get this big chunk of cash because, quite frankly, I wouldn't know what to do with it. Our Making the Most of Your Mortgage mini money book will tell you 10 things that you can do with any excess mortgage money, either the cash out proceeds or the money you have from lowering your monthly payment. And everyone who pledges at WPR.org or calls 888-202-2552 gets a copy of this. And the great thing about this, Joy, any pledge amount gets it. $5, $10, $15, $500, $1,000, $1,500. Any pledge amount gets this book. I wrote this book. Wisconsin Public Radio did not compensate me for it whatsoever. And because it can be delivered in an e-format, it's very green and it's very low cost. The people in the pledge and membership department work very, very hard, especially during this time. And I think they're working twice as hard because they're only getting half as much time to do all their work. So I like to try to alleviate their burden however I possibly can. And one of the ways we do it is by delivering this in a PDF format so that they don't have to ship them and box them up and send them. You could just provide an email address. It'll be sent to you. Again, I'll never see it. I don't care. I just appreciate the pledge. But you'll get the information that you need and to know that you're doing everything you can and should be doing with your mortgage money.
And thank you, Kevin. Your pledge is a thank you to Kevin as well as a smart financial choice because you will get the mini money book if you'd like it, Making the Most of Your Mortgage, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We are approaching 200 pledges, Kevin, so we can do this with listener participation. We can double that goal to 440 pledges during this hour. But keep them coming, please. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. And we have some callers who have been waiting, so let's take Paul in Grafton. Hello, Paul.
Good morning. And before I get to my question, I just wanted to say that my wife and I closed on a 30-year cash-out refi about 2 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
And we will be investing some of the money in public radio.
Oh, thank you so much.
Very good, Paul. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you and congratulations. Good work.
You're welcome. But the question I had, one of the other reasons we took some cash out was to put money in IRAs. And here's the situation. I own my own business. I'm a sole proprietor. That's the way it's set up. I have no employees, and I don't take a salary. So my income is just whatever the Schedule C is at the end of the year. I have a SEP IRA set up already, but it looks to me from the IRS tax site that a simple IRA will let me shield more of my income. But it doesn't say, it talks in the simple IRA about having to make monthly payments. But since I don't take a salary, I really can't do that. So am I still eligible? And the other question that the IRS couldn't answer for me, it talks about employee requirements and employer requirements, but nobody there can tell me whether I'm the employee or the employer.
Yeah, that is a little tricky. And I'm taking it, Paul, that you're doing your own taxes, correct?
No, I have a tax accountant, but he does financial advising.
Okay. I would go over the mechanics of the contribution with the accountant, but in terms of the of how to do this, and especially in whether it's a simple or a SEP, usually they're fairly close. Sometimes some differing forms of compensation that you probably don't want to go into can tilt the side in one form or the other. But I think it's a very good idea to use whatever of these mortgage proceeds you can to make a pre-tax payment to your IRA, 401k, simple plan, whatever, 403b even, because you get a guaranteed instant return on your money in the form of lower taxes. And by saving more of that money aggressively, it allows you to become a more conservative investor. So that's the quickest way to use mortgage money. Yes, it costs you 4% interest, but depending on your tax bracket, you could save 20 to 40 cents on every single dollar that goes into that simple plan. But I would check with the accountant. The accountant should know the mechanics of it. But yes, I would use a simple plan. And keep in mind, because you don't have any employees, correct, Paul?
I have none.
Okay. It's a lot easier for you. It's really set up. A lot of those rules are set up so that you know your obligations. You can get some really great tax breaks as a business owner for SEPs and simples and other types of retirement plans. But in return for those great tax breaks, the tax code wants you to also take care of any employees. Because you don't have any employees, you have much more freedom to operate than you would otherwise. So, yeah, you're definitely going to be – there are different kinds of contributions. You can do $6,000 for yourself. And does your wife work outside the home?
She does.
Okay, you can do $6,000 in an IRA. She could do the 401k. You might be able to find yourself actually being able to make more money by putting it, maxing out her at-work retirement plan.
Well, actually, she's on a profit sharing, so she can't participate in a 401k. But it looks to me from the tax code like I can put up to $14,000 into a simple IRA. And that's right off the bottom line.
That's correct. Sounds about right. And again, it depends on your actual bottom line of the of your earnings for it. But yes, that would be about right. And you can also open up a $6,000 IRA for your wife as well, depending on your income and depending on the type of plan she's sponsored by at work.
Well, Paul, congratulations again on your mortgage refinance and good luck. And thank you too for your promised pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. We are looking for your pledges to Wisconsin Public Radio, too. We have exceeded the 220 goal, Kevin, so we are
on our way. See you later. Have a great week.
We made the 220 goal, but as I mentioned, this is our half-the-time pledge drive. We have cut the amount of time in half when we are usually here asking for your support during the fall, so I just arbitrarily doubled the goal because I figured we need to.
Because you've earned the ability to do that.
I have. So our new goal, we have made the 220, which is amazing, by the way. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That is outstanding. But I'm going to test the limits here and see if we can get 440, doubling the hourly goal for On Your Money during this half the time pledge drive. And for every pledge that is garnered during this hour, if you'd like it, Kevin has put together a great mini money book on making the most of your mortgage. And this will be emailed to you or mailed to you, your choice. And to get all sorts of great information, whether you're a new homeowner or an old homeowner or someone who wants to refinance or someone who wants to buy a home. And what I like, Kevin, is ideas on what to do with your stockpile, with your pot of gold once you do refinance.
Yep. The first thing to do with it is not lose it. And I address that. And I do not want people to think, sometimes people who aren't familiar with my philosophy say, well, sure, yeah, he just wants me to take out a new mortgage and then put it in the stock market, but I know what happens to money in the stock market. No, I think the first thing to do is to keep the money safe. And as a matter of fact, if you're going to put it into something fairly risky, I'd just as soon have you not take out a new mortgage at all. Or if you think you're going to spend it frivolously, some people really like mortgage payments because they know that they're self-actualized enough to know that if they had all that cash in their hands, they'd burn through it. And at least this way, it's a forced savings plan. And I address what people in that situation should do as well. We get a lot of calls where say, I just can't force myself to get a new mortgage. What should I do instead? And we have several bits of information in the mini money book, Making the Most of Your Mortgage, on what people in that situation can do to still protect themselves without having to deal with the process of getting a new mortgage and a new payment and interest costs. But you have to call 888-202-2555. 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552. And what will happen, people, in the last 15 minutes here, a lot of people are going to get to work and get on the phone or get online and try to pledge. So go to WPR.org if you can't get through, WPR.org, and make your pledge there. If you can get through, the only way you can call is on the phone, 888-202-2552, and pledgers at every single level for any dollar amount, $5, $10, $15, $20, $200, $500, $1,000, everybody will get a free copy of the Mini Money Book, Making the Most of Your Mortgage.
Yeah, and pledge because you listen, pledge because this is listener-supported radio, pledge because you appreciate the information and advice you get from certified financial planner Kevin McKinley every week during On Your Money, and because you understand that a third of our budget comes from listeners' support, and because you would like this Mini Money Book from Kevin, Making the Most of Your Mortgage, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. All right, 268 pledges right now toward that 440 pledge goal. only 13 minutes to go. Say, Kevin, a lot of listeners, I'm sure, who would like to get a new mortgage are wondering how to find the best lender. How would we find the best lender?
In this topsy-turvy world of financial institutions right now, Joy, it can make a huge difference. A bank that was solid 2 or 3 years ago and basically giving money out to anyone who walked in the door might either not be there or might be much more restricted on what they can do, who they can lend to, what rates and costs they can charge. So, yes, it is very important to start, once you've decided you want to get a new mortgage, to start right with your own original lender first.
And what about the private mortgage lenders who are unaffiliated with a bank or a credit union?
I'm okay with that. I would go to your own lender first, and then if you don't get the answer you like, or even if you do, you might want to go down the street to a credit union and see what they have to say, or another credit union if you're already using one. And then if you don't like what you hear from them, then go to one of those private mortgage lenders, especially if you have a more esoteric situation in terms of your income, or then you have a non-standard property. They are not as restricted as many lenders are in terms of the types of mortgage they can give, but there might be more cost to it. There might be some hidden expenses that you don't understand or aren't made clear to you. So make sure you read the document. And before you sign on it, take it to a lawyer. I'm amazed that people spend, you know, so much time driving around trying to find 3 cents less per gallon of gas, but when they're going through a mortgage, they just walk back into the place they're familiar with, sign the papers, and go. It's worth a few hundred dollars to a lawyer to have them analyze a contract, especially if it's an outfit that you're not familiar with. So go find a lawyer and say, hey, just look through this. Am I missing anything? And I don't want to go to court and fight over the terms of the agreement, but just make sure I understand everything that I'm signing onto when I get this new mortgage.
Kevin McKinley is a certified financial planner and is with us just about every week, every Tuesday, for On Your Money. We are in our Half the Time pledge drive right now, where we are hoping to raise the same amount of pledges in half the time. So that's why I doubled our goal for this hour. We are approaching 200. We have hit 290 pledges.
Oh, thank you very much, everyone.
290 pledges and however many more to go to make 440 pledges.
How was your math grades, Joy? We want to get to 440. We have 290. That means we need, let's just see here, several more
pledges. You know what, Kevin? I did withdraw from calculus in high school, so I was that far, and I decided that that was far enough.
Good for you. You've got all the, and they invented calculators. So
yeah, right.
What's the point? I don't see it.
See, I'm expecting that Rob Ferret, my producer, is going to help me out with the math from now on to tell me how many pledges we still need to reach the 440 doubled goal. He will help, I know. 150.
That's what he does.
Yeah, he says 150. We need 150 to go. So there we go. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And now I know we need exactly 140. So how many pledges do we have, Kevin?
I have absolutely no idea.
We have 300 pledges. So.
Oh, great. Thank you very much, people. And again, pledge by calling 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org. Make your pledge. Pledgers at any dollar amount, $5, $10, $15, $500, $1,000, whatever you feel you can afford to pledge, you will get a copy of my On Your Money mini money book, Making the Most of Your Mortgage. Very easy to read, very user-friendly, gives you all the information and answers all the questions that we get. You know, Joy, whenever the few times it does slow down in calls or whatever, I like how you've said in the past, Kevin, we have an open line here. Why don't you tell people what you think they should do with their mortgage? And I say, well, you should usually take out the mortgage for as much as you can get and pay it off as slowly as possible for as long as you can get. And there enough, the phone rings and Gary from Pewaukee calls and says, yeah, I normally like this guy, but that's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Well, this mini money book answers all of those questions for Gary and Pewaukee and everybody else out there. Says, you know, I'm very frugal. And Kevin, you seem semi-sensible and very frugal yourself. I am. Why should I borrow more money? This mini money book, Making the Most of Your Mortgage, tells you why you should consider it, why now is the time, and what you should do with the money if you do go ahead and get a new mortgage.
It's finally sinking in, Kevin. So I'm finally figuring it out, and I'm gonna read over the mini money book at.
I'm gonna need a pledge from you first.
I will pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We have 324 pledges toward a 440 pledge goal. So we doubled the goal during this hour, and we are on our way. With your help, we can do it. Kevin, many people who are refinancing or getting a new mortgage are often upset with the extra costs associated with the process. Is there any way to get around those?
Some of the costs can't be avoided, but other costs can be. And we're usually talking points, and we're talking appraisal fees, insurance costs. The average cost, according to Bankrate, for a $200,000 mortgage is typically about $4,000. And they have a really nice link for on a state-by-state basis at Bankrate.com for Wisconsin, what Wisconsin borrowers typically pay for that type of mortgage. And we'll put a link up to that site at OnYourMoney.com later on today. But generally, it runs about 2% of the mortgage, and even if it's much lower than that, sometimes, you know, these extra costs are baked into the mortgage on the back end, but it can be so annoying to have to pay those nickel and dime costs that it's almost nicer to have it buried in there, but you should at least know what they are, and if there is a way that you can reduce the fees and expenses.
Is there a way to reduce the fees and expenses?
Yeah, you first of all, you have to know what you're paying for, and so get everything in writing and ask the lender and say, okay, what are the costs when we sit here with, you know, my 252 signatures needed and the 2 pounds of paperwork, and then ask what is negotiable or what is there any way around it, and be prepared to go someplace else and tell the lender and say, okay, I really appreciate this, I'm going to go to another lender, and then you'll find out for sure if there's any more room to go with it. Bring it to a couple other lenders even, and you'll either find it's win-win for you, because you'll either find a better deal down the street or you'll find that your original lender is actually offering you a fairly a nice proposition on the fees and expenses.
Fewer than 100 pledges to go, and I know I really raised the bar by doubling the goal, but you can help us reach that goal and pay for this program and say thank you to Kevin for all of this information and pick up Making the Most of Your Mortgage, the mini money book that Kevin put together that will give you all this information and more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm going to start biting my fingernails, Kevin.
You're not going to go 880 on us here, are you?
No,
because
I'm not.
There's only about 7 minutes left. Thank you very much. Please, people, thank you very much for your support. I'm honored to be a part of Wisconsin Book Radio and honored to be a part of your life for an hour every Tuesday. It's one of the most fun things I do, which is a sad comment on both me and the rest of my life. But I really enjoy being here, and I enjoy giving information to people. You can use it, abuse it, however you want. But please, if you want a copy of the Mini Money Book, we won't be offering this for a long time, if ever again. So go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Hey, 361 pledges. The goal is 440, and we have 5 minutes to go. 888-202-2552. 1-800-236-2552 or WPR.org. Here's a quickie email. Is it worth refinancing our mortgage if we plan to sell our house this spring? We're paying 7.25% interest with an adjustable rate mortgage and are pre-approved for a 30-year at 4.25%. Do the savings outweigh the fees if we sell our house in 6 months and have to pay $1,500 in closing costs?
That's actually low for closing costs, as we've just established. And depending on the world and the situation, you might not be selling your house as quickly as you might think. And so it's probably safer to get the new fixed rate mortgage now, lock in your payment at a guaranteed amount, keep the savings aside. Some people I know are even in the right circumstance are getting a new mortgage on their old home and using the proceeds to buy a second home or a vacation home with cash. And I think that's perfectly fine to do. But no, I would definitely keep walking down the road of the mortgage. It's going to be very difficult to sell homes at the prices we're accustomed to over the next several months and probably several years.
Kevin, 378 pledges. And
all right, you got me motivated now. Keep it coming, people.
888-202-2552, or pledge online at WPR.org. And remember that every pledge, any amount, you decide how much to make that pledge. It helps pay for the programming that you value. And if you'd like it, we will send you Kevin's mini money book, Making the Most of Your Mortgage. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. What's the website of the week, Kevin?
Well, because we've reached our goal, I'll tell you. Go to google.com/advisor to find the highest rates on certificates of deposit around the country. Make sure you take out a CD with the highest rate and for the longest term that you can get. Just make sure that the penalty for early withdrawal is pre-established, meaning it's only 6 months or a year's worth of interest. google.com/advisor. And then Series I savings bonds make a great way to save money at an inflation-adjusted rate. So go to treasurydirect.gov, and the rates will be changing on November 1st, and so we'll be talking about both of these sites in the next few weeks. google.com/advisor and treasurydirect.gov. Both of those websites will be up at our website, onyourmoney.com, later on today.
That is excellent. And Kevin, we did truly make the 220 pledge goal that our pledge drive gurus set for us during this half the time pledge drive edition of On Your Money. So we should be just thrilled at that, but we have a chance of making this 440. We are at 408.
Oh, so, thank you so much, Joy. Thank you, everyone who has pledged, and please, those of you who haven't pledged yet, when you get to your desk, go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Any dollar amount gets a free copy of the Mini Money book, from On Your Money, Making the Most of Your Mortgage.
And you can make that pledge at 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org. We have 1 minute to go and a few seconds. You can continue pledging through the news and just ask for Kevin's Making the Most of Your Mortgage. If you would like that as your thank you gift for your pledge of any amount, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. But if you make that pledge, you might help us double the goal. We are at 427 pledges, Kevin, with about a minute to go.
Oh, thank you so much, everyone. And again, because we beat our 220 handily, all next week we're going to answer all of your questions. Send your questions to onyourmoney@wpr.org or directly to me at kevin@onyourmoney.com, or tune in next week and call, and we'll try to get you in.
And thanks to everybody who has made a pledge during this very, very risky and very special pledge drive. Our half the time pledge drive will continue through Monday, but this is half the time of a regular pledge drive, and we are still trying to reach as many listeners. And you helped a lot during this hour, as we are at 432 pledges. We have
We can do it.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You can make the most of your time by pledging to Wisconsin Public Radio and helping out this service, and we will send you Making the Most of Your Mortgage as your thank you gift. Kevin, four more words before we go.
Spend less, have more, and thank you very much.
Thank you. This is the Ideas Network.